Well, it's time to talk sustainability here on Hot Business as our fragile planet experiences unprecedented man-made changes to its climate. I think organizations are being challenged in ways that previous CEOs, business leaders haven't really had to consider. They're being challenged to move into a more sustainable path this year in particular. And I think here of the recent floods in KZN, we've had record temperatures now in Pakistan. There's a big heat wave in India. And last year we had that report by the IPCC called the Code Red for Humanity in light of the sweeping changes to our natural environment. Well, to talk about how companies can respond and should respond, I'm joined now by Tracy Bolton, Chief Operating Officer at SAP Africa. Tracy, welcome to the show. You're a global leader in sort of business-to-business software. How do you, as a company that's involved in that sphere, approach sustainability?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me. So sustainability is actually a very broad topic. And if you look at the whole ESG, it covers many elements. And what we're seeing today is that businesses need to be both profitable and sustainable. And that means you have to put the people, the planet, and our profit on equal footing. So as SAP, we want to be both enablers to our customers to make sure that they are able to follow the journey that they choose and the strategy that they put forward around sustainability. And obviously internally as well, we have made a commitment that by 2030, we'll be carbon neutral. So it is on both sides. And by helping our customers, we really want to give them the best tools available so that they can follow their strategy all the way through. And those tools at the center of it is around data.
Yeah, data is, and they say it's the new oil, and no pun intended there with the conversation around sustainability, but it is that tool that we can use to improve and optimize processes, to increase efficiency, and all of those things speak to using less energy, less resources, and move us closer to that kind of net zero emissions target. And I've got to commend SAP for putting that target in the ground of 2030, because that's a full two decades ahead of the 2050 target. But what have your learnings been? What tips might you have for organizations that are looking to build sustainability using data?
Sure. So the first thing that we've picked up is that most companies want to do it, but they don't know how. And because they have to really bring every single part of their business together. So some tips are really start with the planning, which is about what is your company strategy? Do you want to do the bare minimum and just adhere to some of the compliance rules that are out there? Even in South Africa, we have some basic sustainability regulations. Or do you want to really embed sustainability and create a more efficient and profitable business? Or thirdly, some companies have really decided to make sustainability the key strategy and they are using it to drive the innovation. Once you've decided where you want to go, you then really need to start benchmarking. And that means having the data from both your primary and your secondary sources of data. So this is your primary data are things like how much electricity I use. Your secondary data are things like if you travel, how much petrol does the airline use? So that you've got different scopes that you need to keep in mind. And then you need to start tracking it. And once you've tracked it across all the four pillars, which is your governance, your planet, your people, prosperity, you can then decide what do you need to do to start tracking, to make decisions on. And then you can actually start aligning all your operational efficiencies around those key pillars.
That's so important because you start then to use all of this data to derive what they call as a buzzword actionable insights into your business. But that's really what it's all about, to take tangible insights and to turn them into real changes through the organization. And there's also the ability here, I mean, if you're talking about establishing your baseline in the business, to be able to measure things. What's that old adage? If you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Absolutely. And that is critical. At the end of the day, if you decide you want to do something and you can't measure it, how do you prove to your shareholders or your stakeholders that it's working? So you get that baseline, you put the tools in place that can help you make those to track it, preferably real time, because you want to make real time decisions because it has dramatic impacts. So for example, if you're looking at your water bill, if you pick up that your water bill spikes at the end of the month, you can't really do much about it. You've already used all that water. But if in real time you see a spike, you can pick up, there must be an issue somewhere. Is there a leaking toilet, for example, and you can action it accordingly? and that extends across all the different parts of your business. So real-time data is critical. Making the decisions then around that data is obviously just as critical so that you can then track the impact.
But it also speaks to a cultural element, doesn't it, Tracy? Because you can't just view this as a compliance issue. It can't sit in the compliance department. It's not a cost. You've got to really flip it on its head. You've got to reframe this and say, well, how am I going to use all of this to my competitive advantage?
100%, and you've hit the nail on the head there. This is about every single part of your business being involved. And it's not just your own employees, it's your partners and it's your customers. That whole value chain needs to be involved because there's a lot of change management that needs to take place. So you need to communicate when you've decided your strategy. You need to reinforce that it's working. And then you will see a big impact actually on your profitability. And this has been proven more and more. Our consumers are realizing that they want to buy and consume products that are more sustainable. So the more you can communicate, the more you can use the data to make decisions to make you more efficient, also impact your bottom line, and you can be more profitable over the long term. So you need to make sure that everybody has bought into this, because if one department is not pulling their weight, it could negatively impact it. So from the procurement to how you market, who buys, even how you dispose of your product or how your consumers dispose of the product actually can impact that whole life cycle.
Yeah, it really is a team sport, sustainability. Tracy Bolton, Chief Operating Officer at SAP Africa, on how to build a sustainable business in 2022.